Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI. So you guys know I'm a huge fan of Disneyland. I love Disney. We were just there a couple weekends ago. I'm just a big fan of Disney. I could go to Disney 17 times a year. Can't afford to go, but in terms of wanting to go, I want to go. And even though I never really got into Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse or was it Daffy Duck? I always mix up the Looney Tune characters with like Porky Pig and all that. That was the Looney Tunes. That wasn't Disney. We gotta be careful figuring that out. But yeah, there's a duck, isn't it? Is it Daffy Duck? I don't know. But anyway, I like the Looney Tunes then and Disney, I guess. And so, you know, as you grew up, you know, with these cartoons, as a kid, you don't think what's politically correct or not. And nowadays, we are teaching kids about political correctness, which I think is correct. I mean, I think, you know, we have to realize that there's things we've been doing that have been insensitive. But on the flip side, I see Disney starting to go down a course that I don't think they're ever going to be able to come back from. And I think they're going to, I don't want to use the term implode, but although I have used the term, but I think if they try to achieve pure political correctness, they're never going to make it. They'll fail, and then they're going to have to decide if they just cancel themselves. So why is all this happening? Well, all right, I don't know if you guys have noticed in the news, Minnie Mouse has gotten a makeover. So Minnie Mouse with a cute little dress. Her dress wasn't always red. I think it was red. It got changed to red in the 40s. But Minnie Mouse, since her inception in the late 20s, she was always wearing a skirt. So you could tell the boy mouse from the girl mouse. Okay, well, we don't do that anymore. We don't have now gender-specific bathrooms are now changing to gender-neutral. You know, that's something that is beginning to change. And so I think Disney took it upon themselves to make Minnie less stereotypical girl. So British designer Stella McCartney, I believe, swapped the red dress for a blue pantsuit. Is it Stella? I want to fight her for a second. Yeah, Stella McCartney. And she says, Minnie has always had a special place in my heart. We share the same values. And what I love about Minnie is that she personifies happiness, self-expression, authenticity. Plus, she has such great style. So basically what they did was they turned Minnie Mouse from her, you know, cute little dress where you could see the petticoat or underwear and heels, and I'm not really sure exactly, but yeah, it was cute, to a pantsuit that actually looks more like pajamas. Still has the polka dots, and they got rid of the heels, and they gave her flats. And so, according to to Stella, she said this new take on her signature polka dots makes Minnie Mouse a symbol of progress for her new generation. She will wear it in honor of Women's History Month in March 2022. I can't wait for you to see this new look at Walt Disney Studios Park. Now, Walt Disney Studios Park is in Disneyland Paris, but it sounds like Minnie Mouse is getting this makeover all over. And so this comes a day after Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs made headlines because Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones and Elf and multiple movies, fantastic actor, said, look, you know, it's nice that they casted a Latina actress for Snow White, but why are the dwarves still stereotyped the way they are? So when you look at Disney and you see all the things they would need to then fix if they were going to try to be politically correct, the dress to pantsuit of Minnie Mouse is one of the least of their issues. I mean, they would have to revamp everything. I guess Cinderella would lose her dress. Belle, all, they'd lose their dress. The Little Mermaid, Ariel, should have to probably not have the boobies. You know, where, you know, how come a mermaid, how come women can't be shirtless and men can? You know, there's that issue that's been coming up. You know, why do women always have to cover up? So then, you know, why is Disney putting, you know, or coconut bras or whatever on their characters? Don't women have a, I mean, again, if we're going to be politically correct, they have to look at all of this. In terms of, okay, who, I just got to figure out, it's Donald Duck. Is it Donald Duck? Okay, Donald Duck has a speech impediment. You know, I think, you know, Porky Pig, Daffy Duck, you know, Elmer Fudd, they for years used speech impediments. So now does Donald Duck have to change the way he speaks because it's making fun of people that have speech impediments? Cinderella, the stepsisters, they made stepsisters and the evil stepmother. How many people now are stepmothers or stepsisters? Disney had created that to be evil. Well, then that has to change. Big feet. See, I felt marginalized, you could say, because I have big feet. And when I saw that Cinderella had to fit into that little glass slipper, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't do that. There's no way. I'm going to have to be one of the evil, ugly stepsisters because I have big feet. So are they going to change that notion about big feet? The other thing, too, is the evil queen. So you got Prince Charming, but then you have an evil queen. Why does the queen have to be evil? Are all women leaders evil? You see what I mean? I mean, Disney is going to be tripping on itself. And I'm not saying, you know, it shouldn't reevaluate negative stereotypes and things that could be deemed racist or sexist. I think, you know, everybody is going through a reset now going, look, you know, this is something that, you know, bothered people for years. Maybe we don't need to, you know, still have that, you know, still encompass that or embody that. But if Disney is going to say, you know what, guys, we are going to be one of the most, we are going to be the barometer of change and wokeness. They got their work cut out for them. Pinocchio, big noses, lying. What if you have, what if you have somebody that has mental illness and they have a condition where they are a, what's that word for when you're not, no, I forget the one that we're, you lie all the time. I forget they're Jafar, you know, is Jafar embodying, you know, negative stereotypes, you know, of the community. So, Disney's got, I don't know if Disney could ever reach political correctness. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jonathan writes that Disney's going to probably lose a lot of money because kids won't buy the pantsuit. Yeah, I don't know if kids are going to buy the pantsuit, but I gotta tell you, from a practicality standpoint and a modesty standpoint, I gotta tell you, as a kid, you know, skirts were hard. And I think when I grew up, we had these skorts or something where you had shorts on underneath because I just couldn't sit ladylike and keep that skirt down. So maybe kids might want the pantsuit, but I don't know. I just see Disney losing the Cinderella gowns, losing all that money from that because these girls walk around in gowns when that's late. What are those, like 50, 60, 70 bucks a gown that these parents drop for these kids to wear these outfits? So it'll be interesting. But speaking of kids, A lot of concern parents have of the COVID vaccine, and what does the safety data look like in terms of for kids 5 to 11? So as we get the updates from the government, we like to convey them and share them with you guys so, you know, you're aware. We have some data coming out of Israel. And Israel did find a small uptick in myocarditis cases. One thing that has been suggested from the beginning is that myocarditis, or inflammation of the heart, is even more common in the regular population than what the vaccine could do. However, Canada, I believe Denmark, Sweden, a lot of these countries have said, you know what, let's maybe skip the Moderna vaccine on males and use Pfizer instead, because their myocarditis cases were a lot higher than what would happen in the average population. So Israel did a study, and Pfizer, they say, was not involved. I don't believe Pfizer was involved in this, so this is, you know, hopefully then there's a little more objectivity. And they looked at 404,000 adolescents who were aged 12 to 15 after they received the Pfizer BioNTech. Excuse me, 18 reports of hospitalization came in for myocarditis. Only 13 actually met the criteria and were, quote, clinically mild. Most kids only needed to be hospitalized for about 3 days. No readmissions during 30 days of follow-up. So I don't know if that's going to make parents breathe easy, but it is a small percentage, but it is statistically significant enough for them to say, yes, there is a small uptick. Sorry, I drank down the wrong tube. Now, authors did find the risk was much higher in males. Girls can get myocarditis, but it was more so in males. So they said among male recipients in the 3 weeks after their first and second doses, there was 0.56 cases per 100,000 after the first dose, but 8 cases per 100,000 after the second dose. The risk estimates among female recipients were 0 per 100,000 after the first dose to 0.69 cases after the second dose. They say the risk of myocarditis after receipt of the second dose among males was estimated to be 1 case per 12,300, whereas with females, it was 1 case per 144,000. So remember, Canada got numbers 1 in 5,000 boys were getting myocarditis with Moderna, and that's why they decided to swap that out. So with this, in Israel, they found with the Pfizer shot, 1 in 14,000 or 12,000. So they say the risk estimates per person in the study were lower than the previously reported risks among male recipients 16 to 24, meaning myocarditis happens less in teenagers. But they were slightly higher than the CDC estimate of 1 case per 16,000 male recipients 12 to 17. So Israel found there was a slight uptick in higher incidence of myocarditis, still low rate, but a lot higher in men. So what does the CDC have? And many parents are going, well, what about the younger kids? Because we're about to, we're about to get mandated for our kids to get vaccinated with this. So according to the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, their report is as of January 5th. They found with vaccines, 92% were non-serious of the adverse events. But 2% of children aged 5 to 11 were considered serious. 8% of those aged 12 to 15 reported serious side effects. Now, out of 18.7 million vaccine total doses administered, now that's between the 12 and 15-year-olds, so the teens, 265 cases met the criteria for myocarditis. And the average age was about 14 years old. They said it happened about, on average, 2 days after the second dose on average. 41 got myocarditis after the first dose, 221 got it after the second dose. 90% of these were male, 10% were female. Of the 251 patients hospitalized, 241 were discharged home. Not sure what's going on with the other 10, unless they're still being followed. They say 224 of these patients, 208 or 92% recovered completely, 8% mostly improved or resolved, but there's still ongoing physical restrictions or still under investigation. So all have survived, no deaths, but, you know, we do have a handful of kids who are struggling with myocarditis. Now, what about the 5 to 11-year-old age group? So with the 5 to 11-year-old age group, there were only 12 cases that met myocarditis. Again, more so after the second shot. Okay, now what about boosters? People are like, did boosters cause myocarditis? So 1 million booster doses have been given to 16 to 24-year-olds. Because remember, the younger kids aren't eligible for a booster because they just got authorized for the original series. So we don't have booster data yet on the young ones. Of those 1 million booster doses, 13 myocarditis cases were reported since then. So, you know, that data, and myocarditis is inflammation of the muscle of the heart. Symptoms can be chest pain, trouble breathing, fatigue, dizziness, a change in heart rate, fainting, body aches, leg edema, diarrhea, joint pain, nausea, vomiting. Myocarditis already occurs at a rate of 1 to 2 per 100,000. The CDC suggested that the myocarditis risk was not higher, this was in May, than those that could get COVID on their own or get myocarditis on their own. But other countries are going, no, we are seeing an uptick. Myocarditis, if it's mild, we do not believe there's long-term sequelae. If it's serious, there can be, and it could cause heart failure. If your heart, if the muscle's inflamed and the heart can't pump the way it should, then that sadly is going to cause a lack of function of the heart, and the heart's job is to be a pump. So heart failure could happen later. We just don't know, and we don't have any long-term studies because the shot's only been out for a year. So what does that mean? Does it mean parents need to panic? No, they don't need to panic. It's just it's really, really nice that we're starting to get a little bit more clarity, you know? And the more we study it, because I can't stand when people are like, no, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up, because then people are going to get scared. I want parents to watch their kids after they get their shot. If the average time for a myocarditis to happen is a couple days after the second dose, you know, maybe keep that kid out of PE. You know, maybe watch that kid, you know? Any sign of chest pain, fatigue, you know, trouble breathing, acting odd, get them checked out. Now, you know, I understand that from a vaccine standpoint and from a COVID standpoint, the COVID vaccine has been proven to show that it can minimize hospitalization and death and reduce, you know, a horrible COVID course. The problem we have here is you have parents that need to make a decision, and they don't want, to give their child something that can have a side effect. Now, we don't actively talk about MMR side effects, varicella side effects, hepatitis A, vaccine side effects, hepatitis B, vaccine side effects, because we're being told they're very rare, even though they are written in the VAERS, and you can look them up, they're not making the headlines. So somebody could say, is it that the COVID vaccine is more dangerous, or does it have the same amount of vaccine side effects as any other vaccine? I don't know. I mean, I would have to go through the data, sift through it, but the COVID vaccine has that potential, technically, to cause more side effects because they're getting more. If a child has to get three doses for their series, and then they have to continually get boosters, you're going to see just from a statistical, you know, data pool, you're going to see more side effects because more kids are getting them. There's more doses, you know, as opposed to, you know, getting the MMR, you're getting two shots and you're done. If you're getting three shots with the COVID and then you have to get boosters, yes, there's going to be more time. What is, though, fascinating is a lot of people were freaked out about booster dosing and people having more adverse reactions with the booster. I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't higher with the booster. And, you know, when people are like, well, why the second dose after the first? Well, if your body's never seen that dose before, or those sort of adjuvants, you're not going to have a robust immune response. Once the second shot comes, if the body recognizes it and the body decides to get very inflamed, that's how we end up seeing the issue. So, you know, other things that were reported, I believe, were like, you know, nausea, vomiting, syncope, headache. And then there were a lot of improper doses given. We need to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge has collapsed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, resulting in 10 injuries, three of whom had to be taken to the hospital Friday morning. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Graney.
The bridge collapsed. Bus went over. So far, I think we have three that were injured. Chief Jones will be coming up to give you an analysis of exactly what happened. But right now, there's no fatalities. We do have a collapsed bridge that we're dealing with. And we'll be dealing with it throughout the day to make sure that everybody is secure. There was a gas leak. The gas has been turned off. It's not hazardous to the people. That's what I was told so far. So right now, we're still assessing the situation and getting information. But the good thing at this point is that there's no fatalities.
President Biden is due to arrive in the city to give remarks on the infrastructure plan in West Mifflin. Inflation continues to grow. Consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. USA Radio News. Strong weather will be infiltrating the northeastern United States this weekend.
A nor'easter may slam the east coast of the United States this weekend. The National Weather Service saying heavy snow, gusty winds, and coastal hazards are possible from North Carolina to New England to north of Boston. In Chelmsford, Massachusetts, Ben Quirk at Ace Hardware runs down the list of what you may need ahead of the storm.
Batteries, flashlights, gas cans go early, and then shear pins for snow blowers are big. They break mid-storm. You get stuck in your driveway. If the wind hits, chainsaws are certainly important.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration said it had offered a diplomatic path forward in the standoff with Russia over Ukraine. Now the Kremlin said it saw little grounds for optimism. Russia warned it was pessimistic, but indicated it would take its time to study the written response from the United States and NATO before it decides how to move forward. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So prayers for those of you guys on the East Coast. As you guys have Winter Storm Kenan, is that what they're Kenan? Is that what they're calling it? They're giving it a name. Remember there was Superstorm Sandy? So I guess they go back and forth with the names of them. There's going to be low pressure that's going to intensify off the East Coast later today into Saturday. Snowfall is supposed to be heavy, blizzard conditions, as we spoke about with the winds. You're going to have high winds, possible coastal flooding, beach erosion are also threats. So for some of you who are have some real nice beachfront property where you get to just, you know, have your cup of coffee and walk out onto your porch and into the ocean anytime you like, you need to make sure you kind of bunker down and, you know, protect your house and your, you know, your the little ones in there as well. So, Winter Storm Kenan is set to pummel parts of the East Coast. Heavy snow, strong winds, blizzard conditions. Blizzard warnings have now been issued by the National Weather Service for the Delmarva Peninsula to coastal Jersey, eastern Massachusetts to coastal portions of Maine, Boston, Portland, Maine, and Atlantic City, New Jersey are among the locations of these warnings. So, with winter storms and significant snowfall, keep in mind, we don't have a lot of people at work these days. And so when we spoke about snowplow drivers being in short supply before this big, huge storm that was supposed to hit the northwest United States, and as you saw what happened on the, was it the in Virginia, I-75, where people were stuck for about 24 hours on a 50-mile stretch of highway, there's not enough first responders, snowplows. You might want to think about bunkering down. So to prepare for a snowstorm, you know, obviously if you can get the hell out of there, that's best. You know, then you aren't stuck. But if you can't leave and you have jobs and, you know, expect power outages. It's going to be power outages. So you want to either have a generator, you want to have non-perishable food, make sure you have water, flashlights, and candles just to prepare. Be very, very careful with some of these indoor heaters and some of the generators that can produce carbon monoxide. You might want to also get carbon monoxide monitors. And I'm also concerned a lot about the car accidents. There was a bridge at collapse, and there was a truck that people had to make a human chain to help save people. We'll talk about that in a second. But back to the house. You got to make it winterproof. You got to seal it up. So you have some holes in the wall or some air that could kind of sneak in through basement or attic. That's going to freeze up your house, especially if you don't have a generator. So make sure your heating system is up and running. Don't wait for it to get cold. Run your furnace early in the fall, they say, for a few hours to make sure it works. I live in the desert, so I always tell everybody to check your air conditioning in the spring, because everybody turns on their air conditioning in the summer. They find out the air conditioning isn't working, some of them. Then it takes a week or two to get a repairman or a repair person. So check, make sure everything is working before you need it. Hence, if you haven't done that, do that now. Make sure any filters that you have get changed, chimneys cleaned. If you use oil heat, make sure your tank is filled. Make sure your insulation is intact. Check your water lines. Make sure they're insulated properly. Shut off the water leading to your house. Drain those pipes. So, like, if you have a sprinkler or irrigation system, you got to drain the lines. Shut that water off as well, because a burst pipe can be very damaging. Or, like, your hoses, you want to undo the hoses because, again, if you have water in there that freezes, freezing water expands. They say bring in your outdoor furniture. Most of it is not designed to stand up to the rigors of winter, so the weight of the snow can make the fabric and the springs sag. Cold could be obviously damaging as well. And then prune away any dead branches. Have any dead trees removed from your property. This is according to USA Today. The weight of the ice and snow accompanied by wind from winter storms, it could rip down even healthy limbs and trees. If you clear out the dead ones, you're reducing the chances of them falling on power lines, your house, or even a person. So usually dead plants, get ignored during this time of year. But sadly, we see trees crash, things like that. So if they could be more pruned, only the healthy parts stay, it might withstand some of the damage. If you have a generator, make sure it runs, the wiring hooks up properly, make sure you have plenty of gas on hand, enough to run the generator or your snowblower for at least several days in the event of a power outage. A 5-gallon container, they said, will not be enough. They say the night before it snows, bring all of your tools to where they're needed. It's frustrating to have to trudge through thigh-high snow to the shed to get a shovel. So leave it by the door so that it's right there when you go out to clear. Same goes for ice melt. They go, put your snowblower in a place where you can just drive it out, rather than having to muscle and drag it around. If your house is prone to ice dams, don't forget to take your roof rake out. Clearing the snow from the bottom few feet of the roof is the best way to stop ice dams from ever forming. Now your car. Okay, your car's not going to like it. Again, if you have a garage, that's great, but many people don't. So your fluids might need to be changed. You might need to swap out your windshield washer fluid for one that de-ices. Make sure your wipers are in good shape. Double check that the heater works, that your battery can hold a charge. Your tires, all right? If your tires, you know, aren't good, that's definitely not the time for them to kind of give out. If you don't own snow tires, check the tire treads. If they're balding or wearing, you better get some new ones. Check the air pressure. You might even have to get some chains. And then they say transfer your snow removal equipment into the car before it snows. You don't want to come out of a store or work and discover that you don't have your snow brush in a car when there's already 6 inches of snow on your windshield. A snow brush might not be enough. Always have a shovel in your car. Also a bag of kitty litter. A bag of kitty litter or sand provides traction under your wheels. We got stuck up in Utah a couple weeks ago. And we needed, a cat to pull us out. Not a kitty cat, but one of those little mini trucks to help. Yeah, it was embarrassing. And then what emergency kits should you have? Well, in your car, have blankets, flashlights, cell phone chargers, food and water, maps, compass, sand, or kitty litter for traction, first aid kit, jumper cables, and tire changing equipment. So expect power outages, guys. This is not going to be good. Make sure you have plenty of flashlights, generator, carbon monoxide poisoning. You've got to be careful. If you have an indoor heater, that could give off carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide kills people very silently. That's stealth. Because what happens is carbon monoxide is CO, whereas oxygen is O2, two oxygens. So carbon monoxide has the two atoms that looks like oxygen, so the cells take it up. The problem is carbon monoxide doesn't act like oxygen. So you end up asphyxiating, falling asleep, and then some people don't wake up. And then, kids are going to get bored. They say, have some fun with it, but, make sure if the kids, do play in the snow and, make sure they have extra pairs of socks. Always check their feet. If they're quiet, that could be a sign of hypothermia. But I would probably say with this nor'easter coming and this, what they call a bomb cyclone, I would probably either stay indoors, or if you could get out of the area, even better. So like I said, Winter Storm Keenan is in its early stages of development. Snow showers are spreading right now across the Appalachians, Mid-Atlantic, Northeast, and cold fronts are moving in. There might be some rain in the coastal Carolinas. Realize if there is some rain, overnight it changes to snow. We're looking at black ice. A lot of winds, things like that. I don't know. I know I kind of give you guys a hard time, because I live in the desert and I always say, I want snow and, why are you guys complaining? We have heat stroke and I realize living in southern Nevada is a treat in terms of not having to deal with all the stuff. And many of you guys are like, look, you're preaching to the choir. We know. But some of you are new. Some of you moved. You might have moved outside of New York City. Moved, to areas that just don't seem to have as many, workers that could be snow plowing, things like that. So just some things to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. When we come back, I want to talk about this collapsed Pittsburgh bridge as well as officer shootings. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Look, I'm going to hiccup. I'm going to cough. I'm going to burp. Okay, sorry. That's what happens if there's a mic in a room. So just live with it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Biden is kind of making the rounds. Oh, he's got a new cat, by the way, named Willow. Maybe the cat's running things. I don't know, but I don't think so because, you know, cats are pretty smart. So I don't know if it's the cat running things. But remember socks? Bill Clinton had socks. It was really cute. This cat is adorable. So I like Willow. Willow is, I guess, President Joe Biden's new cat. But President Biden is now visiting Philly to talk, or Pittsburgh, I'm sorry, to tout the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Hours before a bridge collapsed. The bridge wasn't that old, but the bridge collapsed, and rescuers had to form a human chain to rescue four people from a commuter bus left dangling off the edge of the collapsed bridge. They say there was a bus which had three passengers and a driver on board. It was perched upright on the edge of the bridge. They say the bridge was in poor overall condition, and that was by the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation in 2019. So if it was in poor overall condition back in 2019, pre-COVID, why wasn't it fixed? Where do all their tax dollars go? The two-lane span on Forbes Avenue over Fern Hollow Creek in Frick Park, one of the Pittsburgh's largest parks, caved around 7 a.m., and it took multiple vehicles with it. The White House announced that the visit is going to still go ahead. Biden is going to be 2 miles from the site of this collapse. They aren't sure what happened. The bridge was built in 1970. I mean, I know there's bridges that have been around for decades, but, I mean, a 1970 bridge is still pretty modern. It is one of 123 bridges rated, quote, poor in Allegheny County. That's according to the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Bridge Inventory. Sam Wasserman, a spokesperson for Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, said the most recent inspection occurred in September, but the report was not immediately available. Well, yeah, because they're probably looking at it going, what the hell? A September 2019 inspection, however, of the city-owned bridge revealed the deck and superstructure to be in poor condition. The department's website says the deck condition was rated 4, which is poor. The superstructure condition also rated 4, which is poor, and the substructure condition was rated 6 as satisfactory. You see, you know, the bridge, you see the, it just cracked, it just completely collapsed. And, I mean, thank God there was no deaths. So luckily they were able to save those who could and rescue those who could have gotten hurt. But, you know, people say, you see, Dr. Dahlia, that's why we needed the infrastructure bill. I love the idea of improving our bridges, you know, improving our networks, improving our power and all that. But my question is why the hell wasn't this corrected years ago? They say the steel span carries 14,500 vehicles a day. It posted a 26-ton weight limit because of its poor condition. There were only 4 vehicles on the bridge at the time of the collapse. He said everyone who has been trapped has been rescued. No fatalities, but 10 minor injuries. But my question is if there's all these bridges, and that's just in that county, that are having issues, where is their tax dollars going? The reason why we pay taxes is because we want our infrastructure within our county fixed. That's just what we do. And I don't understand how you can have these, you know, how you can have such poor conditions already. And it had to take Joe Biden to pass national money. Where's all the tax dollars going? Are they not bringing in enough tax dollars? Biden's new infrastructure law includes $27 billion. So of the trillion, $1.8 trillion, $27 billion goes to help states and cities fix aging bridges. Pennsylvania is going to get $1.6 billion of that money in the next 5 years. Well, that's not soon enough. Where's the money going? Is it that there's just not enough people paying taxes? You know, it's interesting that unemployment is getting taxed, But, you know, a lot of people might be thinking, look, you know, why work X amount of hours if 27% of it or whatever goes to taxes? So what's my real take home? So, you know, maybe it's just there's not enough money coming into the system. I don't know. I'm not saying raise taxes, but I'd really like to know where their tax dollars are going. And when you have aging bridges, those should be fixed right away. That's what you guys have money for. Or what you could do is, you know, there's a lot of rich people that like their name on things. So you could have the Bob Snow Bridge, and then that bridge gets renamed. And Bob Snow pays for the new bridge. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would like, you know, wasn't there a bunch of rich people in Europe that said, look, tax us more. If you tax us more, all those billions of dollars you'll get, you could use for healthcare, you could use for this. You know, there are people out there, wealthy people, that would like to, you know, put money into the system. The problem is again, when you tax them, you kind of wonder, where exactly is that dollar going? How do you follow that dollar? But why can't rich people donate a new bridge? I'm going to take the Dahlia Bridge. Yay! Yay! Just, you know, 2 blocks west of Dahlia. I don't know. I'm not rich, so I can't afford to, you know, fill a new bridge. But just that state alone, they have 12,000 bridges in need of repair. They say Pennsylvania bridges were ranked the fifth worst in the nation in 2020, according to the American Road and Transportation Builders Association annual survey. Let me see who they ranked as first. I don't know if we have the list. Try to see if we have the list. But that's ridiculous. I mean, that's completely inappropriate. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, but thank God no casualties. Standoff ends yesterday with Houston police shooting suspect is now in custody, but I believe 3 officers were shot. The suspect, whose police have not identified, came out at 7:45 p.m. Central Time with his hands raised and surrendered. The man had a neck wound that will likely require surgery. The 3 officers who were shot are in stable condition. Again, this happened in Houston. According to Mayor Sylvester Turner, they are in good spirits and talkative. The shooting comes 4 days after Captain or Corporal Charles Galloway of Harris County Cosmo Precinct 5 was fatally shot during a traffic stop. That suspect was arrested in Mexico and returned to the Houston area. So there was a standoff. The suspect barricaded in a home for hours after fleeing the shooting. Apparently, he carjacked a Mercedes. Officers pursued him, surrounded the house, and were able to get him. This happened roughly at the same time where thousands of New York Police Department officers attended the funeral for Jason Rivera at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Rivera, 22 years old, was a rookie, and his partner, Wilbur Mora, both he and his partner, who's 27, were fatally shot last Friday while responding to a domestic call in Harlem. Police say criminal LaShawn McNeil, 47 years old, opened fire on Rivera Mora before another officer returned fire and mortally wounded him. Rivera died at the scene. Mora died in a hospital on Tuesday. So, you know, when you look at images, you see thousands of officers. Fifth Avenue completely halted with thousands of officers there to say goodbye. And it's no social distancing, no masks. I think they're over it. And, you know, our officers need our help. There is no doubt, you know, we have to reevaluate what's happening, you know, with our first responders. And, you know, as people, you know, ask to defund the police, I expect even more waves of early retirement of people leaving. But, you know, these officers are putting their lives on the line. And mind you, we do need to revamp what's going on and why people are dying in custody. But if our officers are being shot at every day, who's going to want to be an officer anymore? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.